When I was 16, I started this band. I played fast guitar, I tapped with both my hands. We called ourselves the Cools. It wasn't a good name, but neither was our band. And I wrote songs for Jen. Jen was my girlfriend. She said my songs were fun. I asked her a question. Will you come to our first show? The Cools go on at 10, right after Grand PM. She said that she would. She would if not for one. One thing she never done. She'd never seen her favorite band. By chance they were in town the same night as the Cools. I said, don't you like us, Jen? She said, yes, but I love them. So I cut class that day, and I did something low. I took Jen's locker key up to the second floor. I tore her tickets up and lied, and I hugged her when she cried, as she came to our show. We were the greatest band that had ever lived. We made a sacred fan out of every kid. We held this flag above our drum kit, and it read the Cools. Oh no, oh no, this can't be so. We're in the Cools. Friday at the show, Mugshot played the Bruce. Grand PM was good, but the singer didn't move. And then this lady said into the microphone, please welcome the Cools. Said, Jen, what did you think? She said that it was good, except one thing I hadn't done. I didn't dedicate a song. Well, I said, come on, Jen, it was the best show in the world. She said 3 out of 10, and she went home with Grand Pierre. We were the greatest band that had ever lived. So we're in the Cools.